So, dearly beloved in Christ, greetings you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For today's reading and meditation, the gospel portion is taken from Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2, verses commencing from 1 through 11, which I have already read as today's gospel portion. So for today's reading and meditation, our church also has been decided a particular theme: Jesus Christ who transforms. Jesus Christ who transforms. And today onwards, our Lent starts. So Lent time is a time of confession, and it is a time of conversion, and it is a time of renewal of the faithful members of the church. So when we are going through this Lenten season, each Sunday has a particular theme from the gospel which manifests the healing power and transforming power of our Lord Jesus Christ, and which performed by him on his earthly ministry, during the time of his earthly ministry. These 40 days of Lent symbolize the days of fasting of Christ in wilderness. So I request your earnest participation in these Lenten days while spending some time for prayer and meditation, so that we can renew ourselves, so that we can rejuvenate ourselves, so that we can recreate ourselves while spending some time along with him in prayer and meditation. So this is not an imposed discipline. This is a self-imposed discipline, not by compulsion, but by a commitment, a dedication. We have to go through this Lenten prayer. So today, this Sunday, we are going to meditate the first sign of Jesus Christ's ministry in a wedding at Cana. Cana is an ancient town, small town in Galilee. There Jesus Christ changed water into wine. And that was his first sign, first miracle performed by Jesus Christ. So there, water changed into wine. In a sense, we can say that transformation happened there. So when Creator touched his creation, it got transformed. Creator, the Almighty God, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, when he touched his creation, water is his creation. So when he touched water, it turns into wine. It gets transformed. It poured taste and fragrance. So when Creator touched his creation, it got transformed. So ask his disciples, as well as faithful followers, we have to become agents of transformation in these days. So through this meditation, our Almighty God is inviting us to partake in his transforming activities. We need transformation. Our family needs transformation. Our society needs transformation. And the various life situations which we are going through needs transformation. So Almighty God inviting us to partake in these transforming activities. Dearly beloved, when we meditate the wedding feast at Cana, so we participated in so many wedding feasts and receptions. We might have forgotten all those feasts. Even though we were not participated, still we meditate and remember the wedding feast held at Cana. Why we are remembering such a kind of wedding in our life situations? Why we are meditating such a kind of wedding feast still now? There are some reasons. I am going to meditate some reasons. We are going to meditate together. What are the reasons behind that? Because the feast which proclaims certain memorable presence, that feast which proclaimed certain memorable presence, we can see some memorable presence there. We can see few people and their involvement there. They participated in Jesus' transforming activity. They participated in that sign along with Jesus Christ. Jesus' mother Mary was there. He was a participant. She was a participant there. And she, what did she do? She tried to understand about what was the problem in that wedding. And she took initiative to share their limitations and their deficit to the Lord Almighty, to Jesus. And she conceived their limitations in her heart and told to Jesus and shared to Jesus. And she pointed her finger to Lord Jesus. And she pointed her finger to Lord Jesus that you will get a remedy from there. So she guided certain people and the whole family or the whole people towards Jesus Christ. But after performing this miracle, after Jesus Christ performing this miracle, we can't see Mary there. Mary silently withdrew from that scene because she did not like any publicity. Actually, she shared such a deficit to Jesus, you know. So we can say that Mary also participated in this transforming activities. Almighty God needs some people like that to know the limitations in a family, to know the worries of others' heart, to know the deficit of a situation, and to find remedy for that. So Mary challenging us to leave, challenging by her life to us that you have to be a transforming agent in your situations. Jesus was also there. Not only Mary, Jesus was also there, because Jesus also had been invited. In this passage we can see that Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. So we can see Jesus' presence was also there. And he had been invited for that wedding. His presence transformed the whole situation. His presence and intervention transformed the whole circumstances. When we give priority to Jesus in our hearts, as well as in our family, we can also experience miracles and signs in our life. Why the sign took place? Why the miracle happened in that wedding? The main reason is that because Jesus was there. So in the midst of confusions, worries, anxieties, and illness, and various kinds of the turmoil situations, we have to experience the presence of Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is along with you, he can intervene on your life and to transform your life in a well manner. And also, some other people were also there. They are servants. And servants were there. Their duty are also appreciable. So some people and their meaningful presence transformed that situation. Mary and Jesus and servants, all these people, they actively involved in that sign, in that miracle. That's why a transformation happened there. Dearly beloved, you can transform wherever you are. You can understand and help others as like Mary did. You can participate with others and in their sorrow as like Jesus did. Our presence is inevitable to transform certain situations and certain circumstances. Secondly, we are going to meditate the feast which reveals the unconditional obedience. The feast which reveals unconditional obedience. So some people who participated in that wedding feast, they performed or showed their unconditional obedience to other. In verse 5 we can see, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." So that servants, they obeyed Jesus Christ. And they were obliged to Jesus' commands. They can easily question him because they had been invited by the master of that banquet. They need not to obey Jesus Christ's words because Jesus Christ is only an invitee, only a participant in that wedding feast. But they obeyed Jesus Christ's words rather than question him. Jesus is only an invitee. They did not want to obey him, but they never questioned him and they obeyed his command. So without any questioning, they obeyed Jesus. Wine was gone there, you know, but Jesus Christ told them to fill water and to distribute. They can question Jesus. Jesus, wine was gone. Why we are giving water to this banquet? It does not need. They had to question Jesus, but they never questioned him and they obeyed. Unconditional obedience. Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. That shows their unconditional obedience, complete obedience, a perfect obedience. In Bible, when we are going through the scripture, we can see so many examples for unconditional obedience. After crucifixion, Jesus' disciples planned to go for fishing, and they didn't get anything on that particular night. The time and situation and everything was good, but they didn't get anything. So Jesus appeared to them and commanded to put net at their right side. They obeyed his command, so they got a big catch of fish. Unconditional obedience. They can question him, but they never questioned him, but they obeyed Jesus Christ's command. And God gave some measurement to Noah to construct an ark. He could have also questioned Almighty God. No rain there, and no seas there, and no other chances to a flood. So they can easily question Almighty God. Noah can question him, but he never questioned. He obeyed Almighty God. God gave only measurements. God gave only measurement. Nearly 120 years, he spent his valuable time to construct the ark. That is an unconditional obedience. So when we go through the life of Abraham, we can see that God commanded him to sacrifice his only son. Then he obeyed. That is unconditional obedience, a perfect obedience, a complete obedience. So if you obey God's command, if you obey his words, or if you are spending some time in your personal meditation, then God will silently speak to you. Then if you participate according to that, according to his will, you can also experience his miracle in your life. Why the miracle happened at Cana? Because some servants, they completely obey Jesus Christ's command. And some people, they completely surrendered themselves, dedicated themselves before Jesus Christ's words, and also participated in that transforming activity. Thirdly, the feast which witnessed by some extra duties. The feast which witnessed by some extra duties. Here we can see Mary and Jesus. You know, Mary was invited to participate in that wedding, not to find a solution in the midst of their problem. Actually, her duty is to participate in that wedding and to mingle with them, that family members, and also participate in that feast and go back, and not to find a solution in the midst of their deficit or in the midst of their limitations or problems. But Mary participated in their worries, and she did an extra duty there. Actually, she had to participate in that wedding feast, but she did an extra duty. And she carried their feeling in her heart, and she conceived their limitations in her heart, and she shared to Jesus. She did an extra duty. Jesus had been also invited to participate in that wedding, but Jesus Christ here performed such a sign over there and revealed his glory. He understood their feelings and their limitations and their problem, and he performed a miracle there. Servants, they called to obey the master of that banquet, actually, because they were paid by the master of that banquet, the owner of that banquet, and he will pay to them for their job. And they need not to obey any other persons. They have to obey the master of the banquet, but they obeyed a word of a participant. That means they obeyed word of Jesus Christ. They did also some extra duties. Without any remuneration, they obeyed Jesus Christ's words. That's why miracle happened there. They did some responsibilities or extra duties beyond that. Mary performed an extra duty. Jesus also did an extra duty. Servants were called to obey their master, but they obeyed Jesus Christ's command. They called to do some extra duties. Dearly beloved, God appointed various kinds of duty upon us. Do an extra duty. Walk an extra mile. We are thinking that we have so many busy schedule, and we are going through in the midst of so many busy matters. But in the middle of all those busy schedule, if you are ready to do an extra duty, more than your duty, you can see the miracle which is going to be happen in the family as well as in the society. So if you are ready to do certain extra duties in families as well as in society, surely miracles will happen and transformation will happen. Transformation is possible. Still now, there are so many chances, but God needs our participation. God needs our time. God needs our talents. God needs our potentials. God needs our possibilities. God needs our various kinds of the extra talents to perform his signs and miracles in this time. And fourth one, the feast which experienced the taste of tradition. The feast which experienced the taste of tradition. We can see nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by Jews for ceremonial washing. Actually, that stone jars were used by the Jews for their ceremonial washing. 6 stone jars are representing their ritualistic tradition of Jewish people. Those jars were used in order to fulfill their law of sanctification, ceremonial washing. Jesus transformed that rituals as sharing the taste to others. You know, Jesus proclaiming that you are praying to God and you are doing some rituals. You are observing some rituals, but your actions should spread taste and fragrance to others. Your prayers should be embodied in various situations. Then only it will get a complete meaning. Jesus transformed that rituals are sharing taste to others. He proclaimed through this miracle to be fruitful more than practicing rituals. They practiced their rituals in a passive manner. Jesus tells us, moreover, practicing it should have a meaning. That's why he transformed the Jewish tradition, the feast which experienced the taste of tradition. You know, we are praying to God, we are worshiping God, we are participating in Holy Communion, we are observing Lent, and we are participating in Lenten prayers. But all those activities should experience the taste of tradition. All those are rituals, you know. All those are traditions. But when we participate in that, we have to transform that rituals into a tasty experience. Then only we can live more fruitfully on this earth while realizing God's presence and God's will. So this time the Jesus Christ inviting us to participate in his transforming activities. And he is inviting us to become agents of transformation. Transformation needed in our family, as well as in our society, in our church, in various life situations which we are going through. He needs our transformation. So we meditated 4 thoughts today. First one, the feast which proclaims certain memorable presence of some people. And second, the feast which reveals unconditional obedience. Some people obeyed and they participated along with Jesus Christ in that miracle. And thirdly, the feast which witnessed by some extra duties. Some people, they did some extra duties. That's why the miracle happened there. And fourthly, the feast which experienced the taste of tradition. The feast which experienced the taste of tradition. You know, Jesus Christ is the Son of Almighty God who can perform signs, who can change and who can transform our life situations. What is your role in this society? If we are ready to participate along with him, he can do more miracles in our society as well as in our families. God need our complete obedience. God need our presence. God need our participation. God need our active and dedicated participations in the upcoming days. May the Almighty God bless you to live more fruitfully in these Lenten days and to become faithful stewards of the Lord Almighty to fulfill his will throughout our actions and throughout our thoughts and deeds. This time I request Mr. T.V. Matthew to lead us in prayer.